Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in. Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are tuning in and checking in via Facebook on our live feed. Appreciate that. Just a reminder, we will continue to include these additional opportunities for people to tune in, listen to the show, and interact. We love it. We'll continue to do that. We want to use the best of technology to allow us to reach as much people as possible. So thank you for those that tune in on our live show. Just a reminder, we always try to stick within a schedule for the convenience of people on our live feed. We do the show typically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right around 3 o'clock, 3:05. Sometimes a little bit later, depending on the schedule, we try to stick to that. And we do have different guests sometimes that get off schedule. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. We love those that follow the feed and watch us live on Facebook. Thank you so much for that, and that continues to grow. Be sure to pass it along to your friends, coworkers, and family members. But the best thing to do is download the podcast. That way you can listen to the show, any past shows, at your convenience when it's good for you. And so we encourage you to do that. So please go download the podcast. You could just go to iTunes, type in Real Estate Radio Live. It'll come up. Go to Real Estate Radio Live. Go to RE Radio Live. You could just type in, go to Google, anywhere you can find the podcast, download it, and let us know what you think. Our focus has always been the same, and it will continue to do that, and that is to provide you, the consumer, with education information and also the industry as well. I think we provide a lot of good information to the industry. So our customers are really the consumer and the real estate industry and real estate and financing. And that's the primary focus. We'll continue to do that. Just a really quick remark. From time to time, I just want to remind people, what I really strive to do on this show is to provide information and education that could actually have value and help you. And so what I mean by that is it's great to, you know, talk about statistics and data and give you market updates. And I'll do that, too, as part of the show every once in a while. But one of the things that bothers me a lot about shows, videos, updates, especially in real estate, because that's what I'm focused on in financing, is you hear a lot of, this is what's going on in the market. We have low inventory. Inventory's up. The average sales price is $500,000. You know, look at what's going on in Saratoga. Look what's going on in Los Gatos with the and that's okay, I guess, if you want some basic information. So what we try to do on this show is provide you with real valuable information. What do I mean by that? So like today I'm going to talk about, for home buyers specifically, it's a changing market. Home buyers are getting a little more leverage. So I'm going to talk about home buying options. I'm going to talk about financing options. I'm going to talk about the programs to look at in a rate-changing market when rates are going up. So I'm going to get really specific and granular about what home buyers should be doing and thinking about in terms of financing in a market like this where rates are going up. And now home buyers, I believe, are in a little better position than they have over the last couple of years. So before I dive into that topic, this is the type of stuff that I want to continue to bring to you, the consumer, because I think it's really valuable and you could use it. There's only so much real estate updates and, you know, it's the most expensive place to live and the average home price went up 20%. All that stuff, we get inundated with all that stuff, quite frankly. And so to me, I want to try to, just as a consumer, and I'm a consumer too, when I listen to podcasts and listen to shows, I want something with substance, something I feel like I'm getting something, I learn something every day, and that's what I hope to bring to you, and that's my goal and objective. All right, so today the topic is home buyers. Specifically, this is for home buyers, financing options in a changing market, and I'll talk a little bit about a changing, when I say a changing market, there's a few different things. One is interest rates are going up. You've heard me talking for a while. Rates are going up. We're on an incline. My guess is the rates will continue up. I believe that. How high they go, I'm not sure. Right now, you know, 30-year money's in the 4.5, 4 and 5 rates range. It's still less than 5. I do believe that this time next year we could have interest rates 5% and maybe a little bit over. And historically speaking, it's still not bad, although once we start creeping up and really touching, tapping on 5%, it makes a lot of us a little bit nervous because we've been very spoiled and we've been used to these 3.5% interest rates and the like, just below 4% for many years now. And it's been wonderful. So I hope most people have taken advantage of it. So in a changing market that we are now, rates are going up. Rates are higher than they were several years ago. So one of the dilemmas that home buyers have right now, and I know I read the data, I research, I look at the data every day. Here is one of the reasons a lot of people are staying put. And I'll talk specifically to the Bay Area, but this is probably national as well. And that is because several years ago, some people took advantage of those super low interest rates where they were in the mid 3%. You get a 30-year fixed, and in some cases, you get 15-year fixed below 3%. I remember that, 2.5, 2.625 was incredible cost of money. So a lot of people are scratching their head at the dilemma right now going, Joe, I'd like to move. I'd like to do a move-up buy. I'd like to purchase a bigger home. I'd like to buy do something with my loan, but I'm afraid to touch this loan and this property because I have a 3.5% fixed interest rate for 30 years. And I understand it. It's a valid point. So it makes you nervous thinking, boy, that cost of money. I don't want to let go of it. I want to stranglehold and I want to keep hold of that because 3.5% is good interest rate and good money, low cost of money. So some of the things to think about are, what is your outlook for the next 5, 10, 15 years? And when I say that is, be careful that you don't get so focused and blinded by this narrow vision of, I want to keep that 3.5% interest rate, more than you lose sight of where you want to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. And so let me talk through this a little bit. So sometimes we get so focused and so like, I don't want to let this thing go. We lose sight of maybe some plans and objectives and goals we have over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. If you, for instance, want a bigger house and you're stuck and you're kind of paralyzed because you said, I want a larger home or a bigger lot or in a different neighborhood, but I don't want to lose this 3.5% interest rate. Well, think about that. Yeah, the 3.5% interest rate's great, but what does that do for you over the next 5, 10, 15 years in the scheme of the rest of your life? Certainly on the interest rate, it does great things for you, but there's a bigger picture. Is your family growing? Do you want a different neighborhood? Do you want a larger home? Do you want more land? Do you want to build? There's all kinds of different things. So my message today, in one sense, for those people that are just stuck on, I don't want to move because I have a good interest rate and a good loan, I would just suggest, please think about that. Think twice about it. Talk to someone you trust. Talk to financial planners. Talk to CPAs. You know, I'm happy to discuss information, run scenarios by you. You'd be surprised by buying a different home. Yes, losing that 3.5% interest rate, but interest rates are still really good. And I'm going to talk next about some of the programs. Interest rates are still really good, historically speaking. So just be careful not to put everything on hold and then later on in life regret the fact that you didn't make that change, buy that bigger home, make that move on real estate, buy an investment property because you were so hung up on that loan. Okay, now, one of the things that I'm an advocate of when we have a changing market with interest rates are going up, I've said this before years ago, I've had this show for almost 8 years, is that, and I've seen these markets up and down. So anytime rates are on their way up, I would encourage most of you, especially if you're moving or you're thinking about buying again, maybe your loan's coming adjustable, you're doing a refinance because you want to cash out and add on, whatever the case may be, look seriously at the ARM products. Look seriously at the 7 and 10-1 ARM. Those are my favorite programs right now I'm going to talk a little bit about today. And I think for the options right now, let me suggest that you look at the 7 and 10-1 ARMs, primarily for the jumbo loans, but also for conforming loans. Some of those price ranges, the ARMs won't be that good. The pricing won't be that well. So, you know, be careful of that. And if you have questions about it, certainly call me and I could walk through that with you. So ARMs, 7 and 10-1 ARMs. Take a look at those right now in a market where the interest rate's going up. In some cases, let's say you have a 30-year fixed. I'm just giving you examples. Let's say you have a 30-year fixed at 4.5 or 4.625 or 4.75. You know, the mid to high fours, right? In some cases, you might get a 7-1 ARM or a 10-1 ARM for the mid to high threes still. Maybe high threes, 3.75. So let me explain for those that understand the ARM. So that's adjustable rate mortgage is what that ARM, you know, that when we say ARM. But let me talk a little bit about what that product means. When I say 7-1 ARM or 10-1 ARM, the 7 and the 10 are the amount of years that it's fixed, that product's fixed. For that period of time, the loan is amortized for 30 years, fixed for 7 or fixed for 10. When I talk about, refer to the 7-1 ARM or 10-1 ARM, the 1 that I speak of when I talk about these terms is a 1-year adjustable. So what that means is at the end of that 7 or 10-year term, if you still have that loan, it converts to a 1-year adjustable, and then that would adjust once a year. That would then adjust once a year based on the market. So you want to be careful of that. The reason I'm a big fan of the 7 and the 10-1 ARMs right now is because the difference between that and the 30-year fixed is pretty substantial now. And that is one of the big differences. I know some people are listening to this or they're watching me and they're saying, Joe, I know what you're saying, but I hate adjustable loans. I'm nervous of them. I'm scared of them. I understand it. And I know why you are. And let me just say this. I'll plead a little case here for those people that are still nervous and concerned about ARMs. You look at the history of interest rates. I could show you thousands of cases where people continue to get ARM products and they've done better with people than the 30-year fixed, historically speaking. It's true. I could show you those numbers. I mean, I could show you the data. The reason why most people don't use those ARM products because they're fearful that, Joe, what if the economy goes crazy? What if interest rates go to 15%? What if the world collapses? What am I going to do with this ARM product? That is the major concern of most people when I talk to them about that. What happens if the worst case happens and interest rates go out of control, they go up quickly? Well, first of all, remember, they only adjust once a year, so it's not a situation where they're going to go up all of a sudden in 1 year. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I'm going to come back, I'm going to continue talking about the financing options for buyers in a changing market. I'm going to talk more about the ARM products as compared to the 30-year fix. Then I'm going to get into some details about home buyers right now and submitting your offers, what you should do, position yourself properly, some of the things you could do to put yourself in a better chance to get your offer accepted. All right, this is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. I'm going to take a quick break. For those that are watching us on the live feed on Facebook, stick with us. We'll be back with you in a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 00466902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Kuchera.
Welcome back in. Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for those that are tuning in, watching the show live on Facebook. We appreciate that very much. I want to continue to grow the opportunity to get as many people exposed to the information as we can. Our focus is education and information. I tell those people out there, if you're listening to the podcast, share it with people. I'm here to educate and inform, but I'm also here to help you with your finances, structure deals, put together different opportunities that may not exist with other lenders, other people in the real estate business. We have a team of people here at Real Estate Radio Live that can help you with all this, whether it's lending, residential financing, real estate, buying, selling, If you need tax advice, legal advice, we have a number of different people on our network and our team that could help you with that. And I would just want to encourage you, if you're a buyer now, I'm going to talk a little bit more specifically. This show is about buyers. It's been a tough road for the buyers the last couple of years. Buyers have been beat up. Matter of fact, we should have a show that says the beat up buyers or the buyers left behind or something, some kind of tricky, funny tagline. But the last several years, I really feel bad for buyers because I have seen hundreds and hundreds of people that I've been working with that have just lost out on offers, and they've been very qualified, plenty of money, be able to, you know, purchase these properties, but they were outbid because someone paid cash or someone paid more or someone outbid for the property. And, you know, that's okay. That's part of the economy, and the market dictates what the economy does. And I don't want to get off course here, but one of the things that's always funny to me is when people in our industry, whether it's lending, real estate, and this happens sometime in financial planning too, and investment strategies. A lot of times, you know, someone will say, a real estate agent will say, you know, I made my client $200,000 in the last 12 months on that house. Well, no, you didn't make it. Sorry to tell you the story. The reality is the market made them that money. You might have sold them that house. I might have did the loan on that house for them. Our timing might have been such that they decided to buy a home at that time, and I got them a loan, you got them a home. You know, all those things may be true. But they pulled the trigger. They decided to buy the place. They decided to get a loan. So here's a news flash for the industry out there thinking that you have something to do with the market. We have nothing to do with the market. Nothing. Now, what we have to do with the market is how we service our customers and how we take care of them and how we implement technology and deploy systems and processes and technology to improve what our offer is to our consumers. That's the control that we have. But we have no control over the market. So I always get a kick out of these interviews or listen to these people speak on video and articles when they talk about what they've done for their clients or how much money they've made them. And I just think it's a little comical. To me, it's funny. It's the same as a financial advisor, a financial planner going, look how much money I made you. I made you 12% year to date on your returns, on your investments. And then you look and you scratch your head and you go, wait a minute. Well, the Dow Jones is up 22% this year. So maybe you didn't do so well making me 12%. And those are just examples. It's just funny to me that when the markets take off, everybody wants to take credit. When the markets decline, when we're going through tough times, when we see home depreciation, when we see things drop, when we see jobs, all of a sudden no one wants to take responsibility for that. Most people want to take responsibility when things go well. I'm saying prepare yourself the best you can. Let's do what we can for our customers and our clients. Back to the buyers. Now, the buyers, when you're preparing, you're getting ready, it's been a tough last couple of years for you, as I mentioned. Make sure, first of all, foremost, that you update your pre-approval. You have an underwritten pre-approval. You're working with someone you trust, and you're working with someone on the lending side that could close on time or close quickly. Because a lot of times in this market, a lot of the contracts will call for a 21-day close or a 14-day close. You know, that's crazy. I understand. It makes everybody scramble around, and it's challenging, and it gets everybody stressed out. But if that's what's going on in the market, we have to do our best to work around those parameters. So make sure you're working with someone that you trust that could get that loan closed on time, do what they said, and promise what they're telling you what they're going to do. I work with first-time home buyers all the time as well, and it's really rewarding in one sense because I love helping people get into their first home. The challenging part, though, just like with other people, is sometimes, and not even first-time home buyers, people will be sucked in by false advertising, false marketing, what I call hype. Please, if you remember one thing, buyers, I run into this all the time. I can't tell you how often it happens. And someone will say, they're pre-approved, right? And they'll say, Joe, what's the interest rate today? And I'll tell him, okay, just example. It's 4.5% on a 30-year fix today. Great. And he or she will say, God, you know, Joe, I just talked to ABC lender, and they said it was 4.25%. And it's always the same thing. And I'll tell them, number one, markets change all the time. Number two, be careful what someone's telling you. The key word there is they told you. There was a verbal. I always tell someone, be careful when someone tells you something and doesn't give you something or provide you something in writing. If someone's just saying this is what it is, and they haven't pre-approved you, and they haven't given you a loan estimate, and they haven't given you an idea of what your total costs are, be careful. Think about that. Anything could change. Not only that, I'm reminding you, those buyers out there that are out there looking right now, a rate means nothing until you get in the contract. A rate means nothing until you get in the contract. My point is, someone could mislead you and tell you all along by design, I could get you this, right? I've seen it happen. And you get all excited because you're going, why can they offer such a low interest rate when everybody else is a different rate? Man, I'm going to go with these people. And they do it, and guess what? When you get in the contract, surprise, surprise, the rate's not what they said it was going to be. It doesn't happen all the time, but I see it enough. And I just want to tell the buyers out there, this show today is educating buyers. You're out there. You want to put an offer on a home. You want the best chance to get it accepted. Be careful who you're working with on the lending side, number one. Again, a quick review. Make sure you're pre-approved. Make sure you're underwritten approved. If your lender says, don't worry, I could provide you a letter. Say, no, I need to know, am I underwritten approved? In other words, did an underwriter look at my documentation, my income, assets, and document and credit? And do I have a credit approval based on an underwritten approval? Make sure you do that and make sure you get that, because if someone's just giving you a letter and saying you're pre-approved and they haven't pulled your credit yet and they haven't looked at your assets and they haven't looked at your income, that is a recipe for disaster. If you get in the contract and they issued a letter and then all of a sudden they pull your credit, or all of a sudden they say, oh, wait a minute, we didn't really look at your income that clearly. We see something different now. I see this stuff happen all the time. This may sound like, gee, Joe, that's a bunch of negative stuff, but it's not negative as much as I see it go on a lot in this industry. So my focus is on educate the buyers, make you a more educated, informed consumer when you go to buy these homes. So again, make sure financing in place, make sure you have an underwritten approval. You have got good. Make sure you are working, secondly, with a real estate agent that knows the market and a real estate agent that is focused on you and what your needs are. It's really important, really, really important. And hopefully you have that. There's statistics, and you've heard me share this with you before, and it's not a knock on the industry as much as it is the truth. And some people like it, some people don't, but in the mortgage and real estate industry, it's true. In many cases, less than around or 20%, less than 10% of people do 90% of the business. And in mortgage, it's pretty close. Less than 20% of people do 80% of the business. What does that tell you? What that tells me and what that tells most people is that very few people, a small percentage of people, take this business seriously and treat it like a business. The reason I say this and I repeat this from time to time is be careful who you're working with. In a market like this where an offer is really important and you want to make the best use of your offer and you want the best chance to succeed, work with a real estate agent and someone, a lending partner, that knows what they're doing and treats it like a business. Look at reviews. Go to Google. That's a great thing about the online presence and social media. Go enter someone's name and see what comes up. Seriously, look at the website, look at reviews, go to Facebook, you know, any kind of other involvements they have. Take a look and see. And believe me, longevity doesn't have anything to do with it. I know people that have been in the real estate and lending business for 30 years and they're part-time, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But they do something else, or they do this from time to time, or they do it when it's convenient, or they want it as a side job to make extra money, and that's fine too. It has nothing to do with a judgment as much as it is when you're spending this much money on a loan and a home, make sure you work with someone that does this for a living. So when you're interviewing and when you're talking to people, both realtors and lenders, ask those questions. Make sure. Make sure it's full-time. Make sure they could help you. Make sure they communicate, give you all that information, because it makes a big difference. I could tell you I work with hundreds of different real estate agents over the years, and I could tell you there's a handful that there is more than just a coincidence, the handful of real estate agents that get more offers accepted, that have more success, that have large books of business, it's more than a coincidence. It's because typically they're working very hard. They spend a lot of time on their craft and their business. They educate themselves on a regular basis. They do what they need to do to stay in tune with the market. They network. They work hard. They know what they're doing. All that goes into helping you, the consumer, find the house and have the best chance of putting that offer, or if they list the house for you, have the best chance of getting that home sold. it doesn't matter how much these markets change, and it doesn't matter how much technology. You hear me talk a lot about technology and disruption. You know, I work on that every single day, on disruption and what's happening in our marketplace and who are the players and what models will work and what models won't. I could talk about that all day long. But one of the things I'm completely convinced of, until something changes in the next 10 or 15, 20 years, robots one of these days, you still need someone with competence and someone that understands what they're doing in a transaction like real estate. Now, some people would argue and say, no, you really don't. Houses sell themselves. And I'd say, no, they don't. No, they don't. Now, in aggressive markets, in great markets, do they sell quickly? Do they sell for multiple offers? Absolutely. But there's still someone that has to make sure that home's ready to go on the market, that they market it properly, that they price it properly, that they network, that they make sure they've done everything they could do to give you, the homeowner, the consumer, the best chance to either sell or buy a home. And there's a lot that goes into that. So is it changing? Yes. Is pricing under pressure right now? Yes. Both on the lending and real estate side, commissions, fees are under pressure, which means they're shrinking, which means we have to adjust our models and figure out how to do that. But the point I want to drive home as I finish up the show today is home buyers out there right now in a competitive market, it's getting a little bit better for you home buyers. It is. So if you're on the fence, get back out there. Seriously, you're going to have more inventory to choose from. You have double the inventory right now than you had 3 or 4 months ago. So home buyers, get out there. Make sure you're pre-approved. Make sure you're working with someone you trust. If you don't have someone you trust or you question someone you trust, give me a call. I could work with you. I could refer a number of different real estate agents. We have some great, great agents we work with. If you need help in any of these areas, we could help you. Lastly, before I close out, home buyers, remember the different products. Remember, just a quick summary. Don't automatically assume that the 30-year fixed is going to be the best product for you. Don't automatically assume that. Look at the 7-1 and the 10-1 ARM. Those are two of my favorite products right now, 7-1 and 10-1 ARM. Also, remember, home buyers, there's other options for you to be able to sell your home or to be able to buy a home before you sell your home. I've done shows specifically on this, so I'll just do a quick summary. Cross-collateralization. We help people buy homes before they sell their homes. There's strategies behind that. We could help you with that. Some people don't have the first clue. We could help you with that. There's bridge financing. There's pledging assets. There's programs that once your home is on the market and released all contingencies, we release all liabilities on that property so you're free to purchase your new home without that liability on your back of that home you've listed. These are things that buyer's agents, the agents that are working with you, need to know. The people that are in the lending business like myself, we do this every single day. So buyers, make sure you understand that when the market's changing like it is, good news for you. You have more options right now. However, know your options. That's what's important. Know your options and understand what you could do to have your best chance to succeed on that offer. All right, thanks for checking in today. This is Joe Cuchero with Real Estate Radio Live. Remember, for any information, you want to contact me, if I could help anyone at all with any of this, give me a call, 408-838-9060. You could always go to reradiolive.com. Thanks again for checking in. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.